It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. 6,000 new blue bikes are now available for public use at 330 stations in parts of Manhattan and Brooklyn. People are responding to the bike share program with some skepticism, though, with some curiosity and enthusiasm. We caught up with a few riders trying them out. Chad Rancourt was about to start his third trip of the day.
This morning, I did two test runs to my work and back. I found out it takes me 11 minutes to go to work and 7 minutes to return.
Rancourt says that's less time than it takes him on the subway. It's been 20 years since he got on a bike, and he's sold on the program. But not all inexperienced bikers were ready to take to the streets. Rodrigo Orozco and Rain Hulai were optimistic until they learned the bikes are not allowed on the sidewalks.
Oh, it's not on the sidewalks? That's kind of lame.
No, I grew up riding bikes on sidewalks, so the fact that riding in the streets as a non-biker doesn't really appeal to me.
Shelby Kahn is a regular biker and was riding one of the blue bikes near Washington Square Park.
It's great. They're really comfortable. They're fun to ride. Everyone's stopping us and asking about them.
She was out with her friend Amy Boyle, who was hoping to get used to the bike so she can start riding to work.
I'm a little bit scared, but I'm hopeful that because it's Memorial Day and there aren't as many people in the city, it'll be a little easier, like a good way to break it in.
Mustafa Green and a friend were studying the prices at a West Village bike station. They found the cost reasonable, but Green is worried there's not enough bike lanes to accommodate all the extra bikers.
Because I skateboard and I always try to look for a bike lane to skate in because you want to be safe. You want to make sure that you're in your space. But those spaces aren't plentiful in New York, and that's a little problematic.
Larry Hewitt was sitting on a bike station that is fully stocked with bikes. He had a serious motorcycle accident on the city streets, but says that won't deter him from trying out these bikes.
I was just saying it's probably good to do it now while they're still in good shape, because probably in a month or so they're going to be wrecks.
Right now, only people who bought $95 annual memberships can ride, but starting next week, the bikes will be available to everyone else. For answers to common questions, a bike station map, and the opportunity to share your biking tips with others, visit WNYC.org.